Sarah Lusher. I hope you've all been able to enjoy this Christmas time, and I can't quite believe that we're now ready to bring you the January 2021 edition of the Norfolk Magazine. Archant continued to support us in making this available for you to hear. Our readers, Kim Cleave, Sam Elmhurst, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey have recorded some interesting articles. As well as our regular features and contributors, we hear from a Norfolk actor who's playing Dr. Danger, how Norfolk has some nuclear secrets, a mammoth embroidery project, some homegrown heroes, Queen Victoria's time in Norfolk, and the maverick who founded Norwich Union. But first, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine, to start us off.
It's one of those fabulous winter mornings outside. A thin mist softens the low, pale sun. The grass is ice-rimed and busy birds are mobbing the feeders, stocking up with the seeds, fats and nuts that will keep them fluttering until the spring arrives. Where the mist is burning away, the sky has a cool, pale hue. It's a less inspiring picture inside. I sit here wearing more layers than a Primark shoplifter, bobble-hatted, with a fleecy blanket wrapped round my legs. That's the downside of homeworking from a conservatory. But I don't mind, because it's a privilege to be able to enjoy the view, to feel the quiet and, even in the maelstrom of this issue's deadline day, be calmed. It feels like a day for a little reflection, coming to the end of a year which has defied description. But, like storm-tossed sailors clinging to the mast, we can see that brighter band of sky on the horizon, the promise of better to come. It's not been all bad, of course, and I can't count the times since March that I have been thankful for living here, in Norfolk, a little insulated from the rest of the country and none the worse for that. I am a fair-weather cyclist. I don't do rain or wind or anything at all below 12 degrees centigrade. But it is an activity which I know keeps the old ticker in good order and helps slow the inflation of the waistline. So I have set up the indoor turbo trainer. For those unversed in cycling paraphernalia, it is a heavy frame which sits on the floor. You fix your cycle to it and it allows you to pedal away on the spot, a cycling treadmill, if you will. Set up a laptop with some lithe young things pedaling away to inspire you, some music to drive you and off you spin. They are hard things to crash, usually, but not impossible if you're stretching across to grab the remote control with feet locked securely to the pedals. That's all I'm saying, other than to wish you all a happy and hopefully upright New Year.